Take a second and think about your favorite place on campus. Is it the library, your room, a spot outside, or even a specific couch? I want you to think about how that place helps you focus. My name is Emma.
And my name is Abby. And for our episode of What the Wit, we will be discussing different study spots that people like. We asked a few students what their favorite spot to study on campus is, and this is what they said.
My favorite place to study on campus is at Post because I can get some coffee or some food and I don't have to like leave to go back to my dorm or whatever to like pick up food. So I always like to study there.
Honestly, my study spot is just my desk in my bedroom. That's where I go and I will shut myself away for long periods of time to get a lot of work done and turn my phone on Do Not Disturb and just grind it all out as quick as I can.
Honestly, the only place I really ever go to like work or study is Post.
Well, I don't know if I have any specific study spots, but I know that a girl named Kayla a couple years back, she had this one specific study spot. Like, she had this couch that she always would study on, like, just all the time.
As theater students, Emma and I both know that time is limited in our schedules. This was especially true for the former theater student, Kayla Spitzmiller.
As her senior year rolled around, she knew that she would have to work hard night and day for her senior capstone project. She was very ambitious and wanted to direct a disability and sensory-friendly version of Peter Pan. As she was already always in the theater for classes, she found that her class schedule and study schedule were molding together.
That's when the iconic Kayla couch was born.
We asked department chair Darren Kiesing, current student Annika Kiesing, and alumni Ellie Donnelly to tell us a little bit about Kayla and her headspace when on the Kayla couch.
So anytime Kayla was not in class, Kayla was on the Kayla couch, usually reading a novel. Kayla read something like 50 or 75 books a year or something.
It was like 52 or something.
Yeah, books a year. Sort of from 9 to 5 every day, Kayla was just in the building. And if she was here, she was on the couch reading books. So that was sort of, because it is weirdly as tucked away as you can be in the building. So she just kind of, that just kind of became her hangout place. And she did homework and things like that over there. And I also remember her, when classes were still sort of more hybrid-y in terms of online, like she would also sometimes be like on her headphones and like doing online courses, but also sitting on that couch with her laptop.
I was lucky enough to get directed by Kayla for her senior comp project where she directed the show Peter Pan and I was her Peter Pan. So every day before rehearsal, I would enter the theater building and see her sitting on the couch, always working on her project, writing her papers, preparing notes for the rehearsal for the day. And I could always just count on her being there if I walked in the theater building.
It was just her kind of safe haven. She would always relax there. I have taken many a picture of her napping on that couch in slumber. She would always do her homework there. She would always relax there. People would gather to see her there. And everyone just started, even Darren, started calling it Kayla's couch as well. Everyone called it Kayla's couch. She was always sat on that couch.
There's something about her always gravitating to that I think, I wouldn't call it like not a safe space necessarily, but I feel like it's a place of comfort for her and where she enjoyed quiet place for her to hang out. And interestingly, I don't feel like if she was there, like no one bothered her when she was there. Like it wasn't like every time people, because it's like a high traffic area, but no one was like constantly stopping and like, hey, Kayla. Like I feel like when she was there, like reading, people just kind of left her alone over there, which was not by design, but it's kind of how it worked out. So.
Like she was the one who always stopped you. Never the other way around.
Yeah, people were very respectful and left her alone over there.
Yeah.
We were all, everyone who was involved in theater, especially in that pandemic time, all felt very relaxed and happy and safe in the theater department. So I think that was a big part of it. And going through the pandemic and wanting to be performing and doing theater so bad, definitely brought us closer and brought us closer to that building and that space. So I think the couch, as funny as it sounds, just like a brown couch, it definitely made her really relaxed. It was a great place to just have social interaction after we hadn't in such a long time. So I think that's why she got so attached to it. And it just sort of became a whole thing. Like everyone knew that that was her seat. No one was allowed to take it. And I think people still know it as that.
I was actually thinking about this the other day. I think it's funny that no one since Kayla has ever really occupied the couch in the same way that she has. Some of this has to do with people talking about Kayla and the fact that that was her designated spot. But because I walked in my freshman year of college seeing her always on that couch, I couldn't imagine sitting there. That space feels sacred.
So many people came in and just immediately, because of the tour, they were told about it, which is so hilarious. Like, I know the faculty in the theater department thought it was so funny that she had claimed this couch, and so they would still tell potential students that story. So people somehow still knew. I would tell them about Kayla and what a great person she was, and sort of when I was getting closer to people who were coming into the theater department, I loved sharing that part of it with them. Because it's, even though it's a funny story, it's also very sweet. But I think a lot of them already knew some of the minor details about it when they came in, which I thought was hilarious.
Because Darren Kiesing has been around Wittenberg's theater department for quite some time now, we decided to ask him about the history of the couch so that we can know a little bit about it from before it was Kayla's couch.
I was telling Emma there, but so before it was the Kayla area, when I first started working here, so the person who I replaced, because he retired, was a professor named Jimmy Humphreys, and he was the design professor for here for 25 years. So he did everything I did, and he was in charge of the shop and built everything, which is crazy. But there were these two really, really ugly, I call them like dentist office chairs from the 90s. They were like square, and they were like blue with like weird, like it looked like a Trapper Keeper pattern on them. When I came, they were like, that's Jimmy's chair. And so eventually when we started getting new furniture, some of the people who had been here when Jimmy here were actually sort of like hesitant to get rid of it because they're just like, that's Jimmy's corner. I'm like, but it's the ugliest word. Like no one sits there. It was terrible, but there's this like memory, which eventually we decided collectively, like, yes, we should get some nicer furniture over there. But that was Jimmy's corner for a really long time. And then it became Kayla's couch. And I don't think it's anyone's right now.
After hearing about Kayla's impactful study spot, I welcome you to think about any place on or off campus where you feel the most productive and inspired. Finding a place to work outside of your room is very important to keep your work and your relaxation time separate.
Whether it's a cozy corner in a coffee shop, the tranquility of a library, or a random old couch in the theater building, finding your ideal study spot is an adventure in itself. Although we focus on one student, anyone can have a special place that they call their own on Wittenberg's campus. This has been Emma and Abby.
Abby and Emma, keep exploring, keep studying, and until next time, what the wit!